Special Representative of the UN Secretary General David Sierra says clashes in central Equatoria between government forces and National Salvation Front rebels are putting civilians' lives at risk, and calls the surge in violence occurring in trading centers and villages disturbing.
This week we responded by deploying troops to that area and are setting up a temporary operating base in Lobanok, or near Lobanok, so that we can do regular patrols and try and prevent further attacks and hopefully calm the situation down.
The decision to construct a temporary peacekeeping base in Lobanok comes on the heels of the shooting deaths of six bodyguards of Vice President James Wanyika. NAS claimed responsibility for that attack. Sierra also expressed concern about recent attacks on humanitarian convoys and public transport vehicles, including Tuesday's attack on the Yei-Lasu road that left two civilians dead and four others injured. Sierra says empty men have also looted or touched trucks during these assaults.
What we don't want to see is a return to what we did see in 2016, 2017, 2018, when from that area nearly a million people fled into South Sudan. So it's time to stop it now, not to let it go on, and that's why we're prioritizing that right at the moment.
UNMISS says the recent uptick in violence is as a result of actions of both NAS and government forces. NAS refused to sign the revitalized peace agreement in 2018 aimed at ending the conflict in South Sudan that left nearly 400,000 people dead. The rebel group says the deal did not address the root causes of the 5.5-year conflict. At talks mediated in Rome this past January, government and holdout rebel groups, including NAS, agreed to cease hostilities and allow aid to freely reach people in need of life-saving assistance in a deal called the Rome Declaration. That declaration has repeatedly been violated by government forces and the rebel groups. The number of violent attacks increased in central Equatoria, and NAS instructed its troops to be on maximum readiness and warned civilians to avoid major roads where clashes with the government troops were likely. Major General Lulruai Kwang, spokesperson of the South Sudan People's Defense Force, denies government forces are responsible for recent deadly attacks in central Equatoria.
The road ambush that resulted in the killing of six bodyguards of Vice President, wounding of another, and capturing of a second serviceman. Sitting somewhere on the ground and clearly blamed NAS for a violation. The same thing, the attack on convoy, it was also carried out by NAS. The attack on civilians between Yei and Ombasi, it was also done by NAS. So these three consecutive attacks on different targets were clearly carried out by NAS.
Samuel Suba, spokesperson of the National Salvation Front, denies his group is responsible for the recent attacks in Lobanok and Yei, and accuses the government of attacking NAS positions since March in violation of the Rome Declaration.
We wish this would have deployed these forces. These were bases of theirs in Lobanok, in Lanya, in Mukhaya, in wherever there are these violations, so that they see exactly what is going on. But this aspect of responding to situations, that when everything has gone out of hand, they should have a warning mechanism of seeing what is happening.
Sierra says both sides need to honor the Rome Declaration.
All of these parties, I should emphasize, have all agreed to the cessation of hostilities that was signed nearly 3 years ago and the Rome Declaration of last year. They should live up to that commitment, stop fighting, protect communities instead of causing harm.
Sierra says he fears the growing violence across parts of the country could negatively affect implementation of the revitalized peace agreement. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.